Hey, 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 this is your boy Three Way. I'm back with this special episode of Fish Piss. This will be a morning show that discusses a little bit of nothing and everything but anything that is important. So if you have anything to say that doesn't matter to anybody at all and will offend everybody, then you can call in at any time. So we are here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week. So call us. Let us know what's on your mind. Tell us your problems. We really don't give a fuck, but we'll publish them. All right, peace out. Hey, hey, hey. This is Three Way. Back at it again. After a 9-month hiatus, welcome to the show. This show's about absolutely nothing at all. We couldn't figure out a subject to talk about, so we named this one Fish Piss. And as you see by our artwork, there's a lot of fish piss out there. We got a couple special guests to talk about absolutely nothing and nothing that's relevant to anybody. So if you guys have anything to share that nobody gives a fuck about, go ahead and hit us up. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. We'll destroy any happy thoughts you have and, you know, just make everything great on this Friday night. So welcome back to Candy Taint. I'm your host, Three Way. And my guest right here is Little Vinegar back in the hizzy, keeping it PG tonight so she could join us on this show. Hey, Little Vinegar, what's your definition of fist piss one more time?
If someone gets a cup and dumps the cup in the river or something, they get it full of the river water, yeah. And then they drink it, and then they're just like, why is this salty? They're drinking drink pee.
Oh, they're drinking fish. The reason why water is salty is because the fish is pee. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. There is a lot of fish in the ocean, but I don't understand why the fish piss would taste like salt. But like when you go swimming in like the Keyhole Lake, it just tastes like shit. It's not salty. So it's like fish don't pee in freshwater, or there's somebody that filters it out.
You're going to learn today.
There's someone that filters it.
Oh, wow. The eight-year-old phenom, Little Vinegar, always coming up with fun facts.
Right.
Well, we got another special guest tonight, the always gorgeous Mystic. She's joining us to talk about what's going on in her life and all that other good shit. So, Mystic, what's up?
How's it going?
Not too bad. And you? I see you got a haircut.
I did.
I didn't want to, when you walked in, I didn't want to say anything about your weight, but are you pregnant or am I going to get slapped?
Definitely the word on the block.
Oh, word on the street. She's got a little one in there. Maybe two. We don't know.
No, definitely one.
Dude, I hear you're having a boy.
I am.
And baby's daddy's a rich millionaire boxer, I see. Like no. Oh, he hasn't boxed yet, but he thought about it.
He's working his way towards that.
All right, so he'll probably, 44 years old. Damn, he's going to start boxing now? Well, you might be widowed.
It's never too late to boxing a dream.
True. What's the saying you always say about the dream?
What?
The dream makes what?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Hell yeah, that is the truth. So we're going to kind of throw a couple of other shits in here. So what have you been up to?
I wish I could say I was living the dream, but really I'm just living the nightmare, trying to get through the nightmare.
Oh, damn. Why is it a nightmare? Well, I mean, if you would like to share, what the hell is wrong with you?
You know, I'm just trying to get my life together. I'm 32 years old.
Well, fuck, I've been trying my whole life, and I thought I had it together, like, for about 10 minutes once, and I was sadly mistaken. But you know what? life will hit you with its punches.
It definitely will.
But it's the fact of how hard you can get hit and get back up, right?
That's right. Who said that?
Rocky Balboa. Oh, snap. Fucking, you hear about Apollo from that movie? Apollo Creed?
He died?
Yeah, he died, man. That's crazy. He's really dead now.
So many people are just dying.
Like, I know. That's my favorite part of our show is celebrity deaths.
Shocked about Toby Keith dying.
Yeah, Toby Keith. Yeah, that's crazy. We'll have to get into our episode at the end here. Or our segment of celebrity deaths that we always add in there. It's one of our favorite pastimes to discuss. But yeah, Toby Keith, that sucks. What do you have, like throat cancer or something?
Stomach cancer.
Oh shit, he's probably smoking weed with Betty White right now.
Probably.
Probably. An Apollo Creed. I don't know what he's doing in heaven. Probably.
How did he die?
I don't know. I think he's just old. He died a long time ago in the movie though, when the Russian killed him. He's like, whatever you do, do not throw in the towel. And Rocky didn't throw in the towel, and he got his ass pumped, and he died. But that's an old-ass movie, probably way before your time, young thing.
I actually want to watch it.
The whole series? Yeah, you should. It's an American, actually American favorite for a lot of people. So, what'd you think of the Super Bowl, you guys?
The best thing ever.
I thought it was fish piss. I thought it was fake.
I liked it.
Fake as fuck. Fuck Taylor Swift. Fuck Travis Kelce. Fuck the Chiefs. I don't give a fuck.
Images of Taylor Swift got my boyfriend really drunk. Definitely know that.
Oh, he did that. He did that. Whenever we see Taylor Swift, let's take a shot.
Yeah.
Damn. Did he get in trouble?
So they definitely went through 2 bottles.
Did he go to jail?
No, that's always a plus.
Oh, shit. Damn. Did he get in trouble? Like, were you mad at him?
Oh, that's definitely behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. All right, so he did get in trouble. Well, yeah, well, you live and you learn. No more Taylor Swift in football. None of that shit would have ever even happened. So blame it on her.
I bet next year Taylor Swift's going to be at their halftime show.
I bet the Chiefs aren't in the motherfucking game because the Denver Broncos are going to fucking be in that game. And Taylor Swift... Fuck Taylor Swift. She ain't going. She ain't going to the Broncos Super Bowl. Fuck that. So we're going to have, like, somebody else. Like, Ariana Grande is going to follow us around. She's going to be dating our quarterback. No, I don't want none of that musicians and shit in the game. Football's football. But it is what it is. Everything's fake. Nothing's real in this world anymore. Except that. Never mind. But, yeah, so... Anything you want to talk about today? Little Vinegar, anything?
Yes.
What?
She always has something to say. Always.
I got a new puppy.
We got a new puppy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dixie.
Dixie? Like Dixie with a D?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
For Winn-Dixie.
For Winn-Dixie. Oh. It says here in this paperwork that you had... Dixie on the bottom of the pool for 35 minutes or if not longer till she was found. And you were swimming, frolicking in the water like nothing ever happened. What's up with that? You think cats can just breathe underwater?
It's not a cat.
Oh, it's a dog. Do you think dogs can just breathe underwater?
No.
Well, Dixie can, obviously. Yeah, I guess Mystic... somebody found it, pulled him out. Mystic did rescue, life-saving procedures, threw her in the dryer, and she was just fine when she got out. So that's good. Good story. I always love a good story. So, any hot movies out there?
Me?
Right now.
That new J-Lo movie, that was pretty good.
Oh, yes, J-Lo. What was that one called?
This Is Me Now.
This Is Me Now by Jennifer Lopez. Check it out. Mystic says it is great. I haven't really sat down and watched a movie in a long time since I was diagnosed with a back gout and sleep apnea. And what else? What else do I got?
Everything in the book?
Yeah, since I got diagnosed with everything. Well, it's tough being me. I mean, you can make fun of it all you want, but, you know, I have ailments that I got to work through every single day. Every day. That's why I drink so much beer.
You should ask my dad.
Always. When I drink beer every day, I never get... A little vinegar? Oh, those are some snazzy shoes. Miami Dolphins shoes?
Yeah.
I thought you were a Bronco fan.
I am.
What's up with the Barney nowadays? Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Is he? What's he doing?
He's just smoking his life out.
Oh, shit. Smoking his life out. Well, shoot, you should hit him up and see if he wants to jump on the show one of these days.
I will right now.
We'll get a special episode for him.
No,
you got to run your own show, remember?
Still,
What's your show going to be called?
Anyone want to call Barney?
What's your show going to be called that you're going to be doing?
It's going to be called...
Little Vinegar and Friends?
And Friends That Are Not Winn Dixies.
What? Little Vinegar and Friends or something like that, wasn't it? Vinegar, Chips and Vinegar? That's what it should be. And you get a co-host named Chips. Okay. Right?
I know.
An salt actual...
Salt and vinegar with a little vinegar.
Oh, salt and vinegar?
With a little vinegar.
Oh, snap. That'd be cool. But yeah, we're going to actually get to down to some business and talk about something for about 10 more minutes. But we're going to cut to a commercial break right now. So we will be right back. Hang tight. Tight as a... Hey everyone, this is Three Way from Candy Taint Podcast on Spotify. Have you ever, you know, everybody knows what the coyote ugly is, right? So, have you ever woke up in the morning and there was a quite older gal in your bedroom or in the vicinity of your home that you didn't know why she was there, but she was cooking you pancakes and waffles and eggs and all the other breakfast shit that nobody really gets up and eats unless they just stay up all night. But we have developed a spray called Cougar Spray. So if you go to the bar at night on a Friday and Saturday night, you buy our product, spray two little squirts of Cougar Spray on your chest, and those cougars will run from you like spider repellent. But this is more like cougar repellent. This has not been tested on any animals or any of that shit, but we have tried it out, and we have actually no cougars or anything came and hit it on us both nights that we went out with the cougar spray. So if you would like to check this out, it's at your local Shell Food Mart at $4.99 or BOGO for $6.99 for a 12-ounce bottle, or you can call your boy yourself, and I will send you a free bottle of cougar repellent. So, gentlemen, what are you waiting for? All right, we are back. Candy Taint in the house, finally after this hiatus. We're going to discuss some not really heated subject, but what is really going on in the world nowadays? I've been under a rock for a long motherfucking time, but I'm about to spread my wings and find out what's really going on in America. I seen a picture of our president being pushed on the border of Mexico in a fucking wheelchair, really, while his competitor, Donald Trump, was walking on his own. Did we make a wrong choice, America? Did we make the wrong choice?
It's a good thing they're voting him out this year.
Well, fuck, you probably might not fucking die, man. Fucking dude looks...
COVID like
20 times. Oh, fuck, that's from sniffing little kids. You fucking sniffing little kids will get that shit. Those little fucking... Little Arabs carry everything. They're carriers. Yep, little kids. They're always sick. Sick.
Oh,
So yeah, we got a special news break on our Candy Taint stats. We have a tie for first place in our all-time episodes. Been trailing barely the very first episode. Tainted with Love was our first episode we ever did, and it's been number one since day one. Well, Mama's Nectar has pulled in as for a tie and has never passed to be a number one. So Mama's Nectar was our fourth episode. It was about breastfeeding in public. We would visit that 2.0 along with a special double edition of the American MILF, the forgotten hero that we have so very long wanted to do. And we're actually going to pull it out of the woodworks and get her done. So look forward to that. We got a lot of stuff coming out this season. We got babies coming out. We got all kinds of shit. We got a motel life. We got, let's see, what else we got going on, Vinegar? We got a Little Vinegar's show going to be popping out there for you youngsters. Little Vinegar and Crumb Snatcher Friends or whatever it's called. What is it called?
It's Salt and Vinegar. It's Salt and Vinegar with Little Vinegar.
Oh, well, Salt and Vinegar with Little Vinegar and all that other good stuff. So that, you got to check that out. You know she's crazy on the mic. So she'll have interviews with all of her homies and this and that. But we just wanted to touch base on this fish piss episode. Just kind of say hello and what's up. And then we'll get to some celebrity deaths and whatnot. But yeah, definitely look for that MILF show along with a double whammy of something else. I don't know. I'm about done talking about anything right now. So I'm going to fucking bounce out. So everybody take care. Peace out. Mystic said have a good weekend. For Mystic.
Bye-bye.
Little Vinegar. And Three-Way. It's been a pleasure. Three-Way. Not Three-Way, but Little Vinegar. What do we say?
Bye-bye, Felicia.
Yes. Bye-bye, Felicia. It's bye-bye, Felicia. Now she's educated a little more. Got a deeper voice to her. But she's still... How tall are you?
4 foot.
Oh, she's 4 foot.
No, wasn't it like 3'11"?
Wait, 5'3". 3'11"?
No.
3'11". Still weighing 12 and a half pounds. Still carrying around her birth weight. But that's okay. You know? You can always... What's that? You can always take pounds off, but you can never put them back on? Is that the way it's supposed to go?
Oh, but you can.
Oh, you can. And Mystic, she's going to be the host next show, and we're going to get her on the mic, get her feet wet a little bit. But she likes to be on Pod Bizzle, where people can chime in. So, yeah, definitely look for that. I'll be definitely looking for that. I mean, definitely looking for that. You know what I'm saying? All right, peace out.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, babe.